Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up, donkeys? Happy Wednesday. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. You can check us out in Richmond on 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go wherever you may be. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, March 20th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Hey, good morning.
Morning. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Hello, everybody. Hope it's a good day for all.
And Jason Bishop.
What's up?
It is a good day. Cakes, baseball cakes. This is real Major League Baseball. The season has started right now, 6 a.m.
Yep, it is.
Hold on.
You're giving it the weird eye.
He had no idea.
Wait a second. These are real. These are games that actually count in the Major League Baseball standings.
Yes. Regular season starting right now. You see that? That's crazy. Major League Baseball.
There are two games in Seoul, South Korea that count.
Baseball Cakes thinks it's too early. I mean, it's March 20th.
Like, kind of with
this
you,
is,
Cakes.
You know what this is? This is classic baseball creep. Baseball shouldn't start until, like, April Fool's Day, April 1.
I think you're right.
There's been creep back into the late Marches now. Now it's March 20th?
Yeah, but I just...
What's next? Tax day, we're going to have baseball?
I like watching live sports at 6:02.
I'm sure that you do.
Yeah, and because you can bet on them.
You can definitely bet on that.
Bet on those.
So that makes sense because I saw the clip that went viral a couple days ago of all the Dodgers players staring at the woman who was throwing out the first pitch that was wearing the Dodgers uniform. I'm guessing she was a famous Korean woman. I don't know who she was, but
right,
the Dodgers,
they
couldn't keep their eyes off of her when she was about to throw out the first pitch.
Yeah.
Because she was a little bit silly.
She wasn't ugly, that's for
so
sure.
So now it makes sense that it's actually a real game taking place.
Yeah, you'll get to see Shohei Ohtani's official debut with the Dodgers. I believe he's batting second.
Okay.
Mookie Betts leading off. Shohei,
yeah, you know what? If you had asked me,
Freeman
is this
three.
A real game or an exhibition game? I would have said, it's an exhibition. It's March 20th.
I saw somebody make this point on social media. NFL just keeps getting more and more popular,
right?
They add different nights.
Yes.
When people can actually watch games.
Right.
And Major League Baseball starts at 6 a.m.
Well, it makes sense. It's time zone. I mean, it's the other part of the halfway around the world.
Yeah, but you should make opening day like the biggest day. And I'm sure they will still try and make opening day a big
nobody's
deal.
Nobody's ever accused the baseball's the guys that are running the show to be the most advanced thinkers, the most forward thinkers on the planet.
I mean, these games are an afterthought.
Hey, look,
they're just throwing.
Look, the NFL starts games at 9:30 in the morning. You know, because they're playing over in Europe and Mexico, mm-hmm. and so they're expanding their horizons a little bit, playing over in Seoul.
It's a little gimmick.
They're bringing some Asian players back to Seoul, South Korea, and making it a big deal, and we get to watch.
Don't overthink it.
How much would we have to pay you, Jason Bishop, to get on an airplane, fly to Seoul, watch both games, and then come right back?
What's the Powerball up to?
It's how long is the flight to Seoul? Is it like 20 hours or something?
I mean, I would have no idea.
I mean, I literally wouldn't know.
Something like that. I mean, I would imagine it's similar to a flight to China, and on Sunday, when I got hooked by a random listener and got free breakfast, I was out with another dad from swim team, and he's from China, and he said if he takes his whole family to China, mm-hmm. he has a family of four, mm-hmm. costs him $12,000.
Oh. Mm.
That's just a flight.
Yep.
And then he told me it was something like 20 hours.
He
said there used to be kind of a direct flight, but because of the politics, you can't fly over Russia.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
It was very confusing.
Yeah. You know what? It's hard enough getting to Chinatown, where I went last night for the Wizards game. I don't need to get on a bird and fly 16 hours to go to the real China.
No. Was there a lot of traffic last night for you?
Was there a lot of traffic?
Of course.
That's why you got to take the Metro, bro.
It's D.C. Of course there's a lot of traffic.
He's never going to take the Metro.
There could be three.
I'm with you. I'd rather sit in my car in traffic.
There could be 3 hours of traffic, and I could know it on my ways. I'm still taking it over the Metro every single time.
I'll take the 40-minute Metro
ride. I am the master and commander when I navigate and sail into the choppy waters of the District of Columbia.
Once you finally arrived, did you do any hobnobbing, any schmoozing?
I did.
Or did you miss a lot?
No. I got there early because I like to do the get there early, leave early bit. That's kind of my thing.
You got Irish goodbye or you just...
No, I said goodbye to a few people in the suite when I did eventually decide to leave. When, by the way, the Wizards were still competitive when I left. And then when I got home,
they got their
doors blown off. They lost by like 20 points.
Yep.
That's kind of their thing. Will Dawkins came into the suite. I want to say it was around halftime. Mm-hmm. He schmoozed with people for about 15-ish, maybe 20 minutes. Uh-huh. And then
he's a good dude.
He very nice guy. Then he hightailed it out. And then after he left, I said, you know what?
My time is done here.
Coke Zero for the road, stuffing in my Wizards gift bag, and I am rolling out of D.C. Uh-huh.
Did you expect the team to suck this bad?
No. My small talk with Will Dawkins was very much that. It was a handshake and a head nod and
that was about it.
What's up? And then I let some of the other people in the suite do the heavy lifting. There was a lot of Craig Hoffman talking to him. The Rooster was talking to Will Dawkins.
The hardcore guys.
I believe Grant Paulson was also doing a lot of talking to Will Dawkins.
They could do the heavy lifting.
Yeah, I think I shook his hand, and then 2 minutes later, I was in the bathroom. And then I came back out, and he was still doing the schmooze.
Right.
And how was the food? 10 minutes later, he left.
How was the food?
Food was very good.
Menu.
Here's your menu. Valdez would have been sliced. They had a big, giant warming tray of crab dip, first and foremost.
All right.
It was very good. Now, I don't know how he would have graded it, but
crab in the crab dip.
There was actually real crab. It wasn't artificial crab.
No, but I mean, it was like, it wasn't just like all mayo or whatever.
No,
I mean,
there was definitely discernible crab meat in the crab dip.
Good.
With tortilla chips to dip.
Perfect.
Mumbo wings. I had a sample two of those. What else was there was a vegetable tray. There was mac and cheese and chicken tendies.
All right.
And unlike a lot of the times when we go into suites, the refrigerator fully stocked.
Nice.
Beers, sodas, waters, a bottle of wine.
What was your beer of choice?
I did a Stella and about 3/4 of a Bud Light. Those are my offerings for the evening.
All right.
What else did they have? They had chocolate chip cookies for dessert. And then they had about a dozen or 15 Wiz gift bags for people on the way up.
Would you get like a bobblehead or something?
I got a t-shirt and a hat.
Oh, okay.
T-shirt, I'll give to my son. I'll wear the lid.
The lid is nice.
The lid's pretty nice.
If it meets your standard?
If it meets my standards, yes.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, my impeccably high lid standards, yes.
Well, thanks for representing us.
Of course.
Yeah, good job.
It was a good time. It was fun. I watched about 3 minutes of the game.
Right.
And that might be being generous. Because, you're hanging out with people you haven't seen for a while. Yeah, the schmooze.
Well, it sounds like it was better than the UVA game. Because, oh, my God, people were so bitter about that game.
I saw the Twitter at halftime when they'd scored, I believe, 14 points.
16, I think, maybe. I think it was 14.
Yeah. They went
brutal.
They went almost a full hour of real time without scoring. Yeah. Now, 20 minutes, so that was halftime. But they went 14 minutes of game time without scoring.
I mean, does Bennett think that guys are still shooting the ball into peach baskets from back? Like, he does understand that basketball has evolved, right? Well, you're allowed to score.
Right.
Yeah. Like, it's actually encouraged.
Well, he's got a national championship.
They tried to score.
He has a national championship.
I understand. He's a great
coach.
He does,
but in the next four tournaments he's been out in the first round.
Yeah.
They shouldn't have been in the tournament. I said this yesterday. Right. They're a fraud. They went seven games this year, seven, without scoring 50 points. That team should not be in the tournament.
Right.
That was an embarrassment.
He did acknowledge at the end of his presser or at least at the end of the article I read, that he is going to have to evaluate the system.
I mean, does he know that the does he know that there's a portal? Like, he can go in and get talented offensive players?
Yes. Well, he better switch
like
something
that's
up.
Allowed.
That's not his tempo. That's not his thing.
Yeah, well, UVA.
Again,
but you know,
in
years past, they've had players that have been NBA caliber players.
Sure. DeAndre Hunter.
This year, I don't think Reese Beekman is an NBA player, but who knows? But they just don't have the overall talent that they've had in the last 5 years.
Right.
Certainly not when they won the national championship. They had NBA guards. They had DeAndre Hunter, NBA player. But I mean, that's just an embarrassment when you score 42 points in a game.
3 for 17 from beyond the arc, 25% from the field overall.
Yep. Yep.
That's pretty gross.
I think I could make 3 for 17 on threes.
Oh, I know I couldn't.
I don't know.
No
with guys running at you.
Yeah, with the guys.
Guys running at me.
Face,
the whole country watching you.
Although I did it against Newark in the ABA.
You, with guys guarding you, no chance you would get 3 out of 17.
I didn't say with guys guarding
you. Maybe if you're there wide open.
You didn't say in the actual game.
Yeah, in an open gym, I bet on you, sure.
Tough loss for our boys from Howard. They were just gassed.
They made a run. They tried to come back from down 17.
They were pretty much trailed the entire game, made a run, had three opportunities to tie the game at the end. But they lose by three. They were just, man, their backcourt played all 40 minutes. They were playing walk-ons. They were just so banged up. They just didn't have any depth. They just looked tired to me. And Wagner got off to a great start. And that kid Melvin Council was so fast. Man, he was up and down the court. So tough loss for the Bison. Congrats to Coach Blake and Rod Belanis over there to get to the NCAA tournament for back-to-back years. But they go down. Wagner advances to play North Carolina.
Was that the first time in Howard's been in back-to-back years?
Yes.
Yeah.
They've never been to back-to-back tournaments.
Pretty crazy.
Yep. So the tournament officially started, Mr. Cakesy.
But nothing
as well as the Major League Baseball season, which
correct.
Baseball Cakes seem to have missed.
I missed the memo. I thought that they were just over in Seoul like for an exhibition. I had no idea this was a real actual game that counts in the standings.
Now, are there more playing games tonight?
Yes, there's two more. Shohei. Two more? Oh, you know what? It wasn't a double play. Yes, there are more games tonight. You've got another 16 versus 16 matchup, and then you've got Boise State's playing. Who are they playing? Boise State. They're playing Colorado, I think.
Hmm.
So you've got Montana State Grambling, Boise State Colorado. The play-ins, the first four.
So they've done the career Japan bit a few times with baseball. So they they knock a couple games out, and then they give them a week off to get back and acclimate again. And then really opening days like March 28th or something.
Yeah, that's when usually like
it's just a gimmick.
I think like the Nats might open on March 29th in Cincinnati.
Yes,
I think their home opener is April 1st.
That's Pittsburgh. Is it Pittsburgh?
That makes sense. That means all is right with the world.
They're not the only ones.
Yeah, but it doesn't bother you.
Well, it doesn't bother me at all. Yeah.
Josiah Gray
actually doesn't affect him.
Josiah Gray's the opening day starter for the Nationals. Did you see what happened in his last outing?
Where he gets shelled?
7 walks.
Well,
Mackenzie Gore's last outing, 8 runs. I hope it's better in the regular season.
Are we going to do the bit with Rizzo again? We should. We could pick another dreadful opponent, though.
Do we have him again this year?
I assume.
I don't know. Do we?
I believe so.
Oh, okay.
I know it's been talked about. I don't know if a contract's been signed, but.
Hopefully we do.
But I'd love to do the bit where we go in and hang out in the suite again and watch.
Get some inside skinny.
That was a good time.
Watch the game unfold and all the monitors and everything. The one thing I came away from that is, man, he hates walks. Ooh, he does not like walks.
Not a big fan.
Probably wasn't thrilled with Josiah Gray's last outing.
Didn't he have the signs put up at spring training where no, I think it was something along the lines of nobody cares how fast you throw a ball for.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, he does not like walks.
Was he behind that sign?
I mean, I don't know if he came up with it, but I would guess that he would had be some my, sort of input.
That would be my guess. That sounds like a Rizzo thing, yeah, big sound, time.
Yeah,
it doesn't necessarily sound like a walks, Davey thing.
If walks piss you off, that sounds like a sign that you might make and hang up around the complex.
All right, phone number you want to chime in throughout the show is 800-636-1067. You can call us on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. You can also text the fan on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Same number, standard message and data charges may apply. And you can tweet us at Junks Radio. I'm going to have to fix some tweets. Despite the tweets, Spencer Carberry will be on at 7 a.m.
Yes, he will.
Well, he's back on the East Coast.
Yes, we will talk to the Capitals head coach.
He's going
to
be happy.
Coming up at 7, talk playoff push.
And they got a big one tonight.
Also, Shield Kapadia, who's a senior NFL writer, hosts the Ringer NFL show, will join us coming up at 9, talk about some of the best moves via free agency, the upcoming NFL draft. That's all right here on the Junkies.
You know what's more?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Fun than work, ditching work, and going to see a free movie, which you could do today. You can come and hang out with the Junks for a free private screening of Roadhouse that's starring Jake Gyllenhaal and Conor McGregor. That's today at Icon Tyson's at noon. Free popcorn and soda and free admission, but it's first come, first serve.
Mm.
So get there early, get lined up, get in for a free movie today at noon with the Junks.
You guys aren't MMA fans, really, or UFC fans. Conor McGregor
Correct.
Has been talking about a return for months and months. And I've noticed that when Dana White, who runs the UFC, gets asked about it, he's just fed up. Mm-hmm. And his answer is, he's rich. Meaning, Conor doesn't have to fight.
Nope.
And he'll only fight, really, for more money than Dana White wants to give him.
Mm-hmm.
So he's reluctant to set things up, and he's not reliable. He's probably on steroids, probably on drugs. Who in the hell knows? But if and when he gets back in the ring, people will be interested, mm-hmm. but it's just been forever.
I don't know the storyline of Roadhouse 2. Are they calling it Roadhouse 2 or just Roadhouse?
Calling it Roadhouse, yeah.
But I'm guessing that Gyllenhaal's character is like the grandson of Patrick Swayze, or
I don't know what that tie-in is, if there even is one. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just, because he's got the same name.
Yeah,
he's got the same last name.
Okay,
but I don't know what the connection is. I'm guessing there's a family connection that they'll make up.
I don't know.
But I guess we'll find out. There'll be a ton of bar fights.
We'll find out today.
Matt Mars, and Matt Cahill. I could be coming in a little hot. So just FYI. I probably won't, as long as I can get out of here by 10
mm-hmm.
and there's no traffic, because I got to go back to the house and take my dog out.
Okay.
Because my wife is in Florida.
Ah, okay.
So I got nobody at the house from now until I get home.
Right.
And she won't be able to go until 3 o'clock. So I should be fine as long as I can get back to my house by 10:50-ish. Walk her for 10, 20 mm-hmm. minutes, and then I can get back to Tyson's.
Have a neighbor go.
No, they all work. They'll all be gone. So I should be fine as long as there's no traffic.
You have a doggy door? Your dog's too big for a doggy door.
The problem is
I don't have a doggy door.
Doesn't have a fence.
Yeah, I know. He doesn't
there's
have
no
fence.
Doggy door in the Bishop house.
Right.
But I should be able to get back there, back to Tyson's by 11:40-ish, 11:45 at the latest.
That's plenty of time.
Yeah, it's plenty of time.
You're not going to do a speech.
No.
You're going to grab your popcorn and Coke
and
sit
there,
out.
Sit in a dark seat, and then watch hopefully a preview or two, and then watch the movie.
I'm going to put so much salt on my popcorn.
Oh, so
it's gonna
much.
It's going to be so good.
I hope they really butter it. I love it.
Yeah, super buttered, extra salt.
Mm-hmm.
God, I love butter.
Jason, you're probably right. There's a connection. I'm trying to look it up. Interestingly, when we were talking about it last week, you were trying to remember Dalton's first name.
Yeah.
Or his last name.
Right. Dalton.
And if you look at it, he was just listed as Dalton.
Yeah.
But then I saw online in one of the scenes, apparently he shows an ID or something like that, and you see his first name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike Marsh.
Well,
there
clearly is a connection, a family connection, because Gyllenhaal's name is Dalton.
Yes.
Can you tell me the original plot?
Yes, I'll give you the original
I'm
plot.
I'm excited to see
this. I'll try to give it to you in a nutshell as best I can.
Was it that super, super popular, or was it more of like a cult classic?
I don't know. What
I think more
I
of
know.
A cult probably, classic.
Yeah, yeah. Probably
like
a
more of
right.
a so I don't on think it's, TV guilty it's like pleasure.
Not, it's not like you didn't see Star Wars or
right.
something.
Right.
I mean.
So here's the original Roadhouse
plot. All right.
Patrick Swayze is a bouncer. His name is Dalton.
Right.
He's kind of a drifter. He goes from town to town.
Most bouncers.
Because he's got a reputation as being like top of the tier. Top tier bouncer. Like,
oh, he's
a badass.
Bouncer.
Yes. He's badass.
He cleans up bars that are going south.
Great fighter, helps manage the crowd. Yeah, and cleans up bars that are like underperforming.
What's the guy's name? John Crawford.
He's like bar rescue before bar rescue. Right. Like badass.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So he comes to this backwater town. I think it's in Missouri, but don't quote
me. It was in Missouri.
98% sure it was in Missouri,
mm-hmm.
where there's a local like tough guy. Business guy who's like he runs the mob.
Yeah, he runs
like
the
he's
town.
He's basically a mobster in this small town that takes a piece of all the businesses and intimidates all the local businesses, including the bar owner who hires Patrick Swayze.
All right.
So then basically he gets
and he's got one guy who is his personal, I don't know if he's bodyguard, but his personal assistant who's also he's like the equivalent of Swayze's character.
Right. So he basically has to take down this guy who's bullying the entire town, and eventually he does at the end. He gets into a fight toward the end of the movie with the guy that Jason was describing, the other tough guy in the movie, and I believe he proceeds
right by the river.
He proceeds to rip like his trachea and his throat out in the scene. Good scene.
Does it sound like Conor McGregor will be his rival then? That's the tough guy.
I would imagine that
he's going to be that rival.
That McGregor is going to be Jake Gyllenhaal's foil, if you will.
Cakes, okay. What was the name of the club in Jasper, Missouri?
Hold on.
Oh, it was
Dalton worked at.
It was,
I should know that. The name of the club.
It was like a number in it.
The Dirty
correct.
Something or
you're correct.
Dirty Deuce.
Double Deuce.
Double Deuce.
Okay. You guys, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good. It's pretty solid.
Like
I wonder if the Double Deuce is still going to exist in this one.
No, I think this one is set in Florida.
Oh, okay.
Yes, the Florida Keys.
Yes.
Now, Drab, this is just like a promo thing they're doing, right? Where they're premiering this in theaters, but it's going to be on Amazon Prime.
Correct.
No, right? it's a private screening for us. And right, right. It's going to be on Amazon Prime starting tomorrow.
Yeah.
But it's just a good chance for everybody to get together and watch this. I mean, I've seen the first one before, but it's pretty bad. I mean, I'm like watching Patrick Swayze like do this roundhouse kick, and it's embarrassingly bad.
I know, but 1989,
it may have looked badass.
But why are they doing a remake now?
So you're comparing it to everything you're seeing now. It's hard to do, but in 89, it was good.
When he kicks, I guess his name is Jimmy into the river.
Yes,
it's the worst kick I've ever seen.
It's not the Matrix.
Well, that's why you know this will be better, because McGregor's in it, and you have professional fighters.
It must be some sort of comeback story, because Sean Strickland, who's one of the top UFC names, he said, Roadhouse 2 is the most accurate story ever. UFC fighter to broke bouncer. 90% of the current roster's future. LOL.
Oh, really? So he's basically saying that once these guys are done in the UFC, like if they didn't take care of their money, this is how they're going to wind up.
Who plays the Kelly Lynch character? She was the smoking hottie.
I don't know.
In the original.
It's a good question.
Let me see.
It'll be fun. I guarantee you, my weak, feeble brain will be entertained today. I'll be entertained by Roadhouse.
And when I'm not, I'll just be gobbling down more popcorn.
I mean, there's no downside.
I will have guilt though when I leave, because I'll get a little bit of a stomach ache from all the butter and everything. Yeah.
Connor really did not look great on that premiere.
I saw an interview of him where somebody's
quite fidgety.
Where somebody's like, he looks very sweaty and like he's on drugs.
Yeah. Not making any accusations, but people who have lived that lifestyle said they can always tell when another person is on that drug.
Right.
And they said, of course.
What drug? So,
cocaine.
Yeah. Like he's coked. He looks coked out of his mind.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
In public, on a red carpet, just so fidgety, can't wait to interrupt you and to start talking. Yeah.
I saw something, just because you mentioned drugs. I don't know why it just popped in my brain, but I saw some clip. I don't even know what the case was about. It's irrelevant. But some guy was on the stand, and he was falling asleep, and he told the judge, sorry, I'm so high right now, I can't stay awake.
Oh, I missed that one.
Can you imagine? He was a witness for something, maybe like a murder.
And he actually
years
told
ago.
The judge that.
Yeah, he said, sorry, I'm so high right now, I can't.
And
I
he was on the stand?
Yes.
So he was obviously escorted out of the courtroom.
I don't know what happened.
Young Thug. That's whose trial it is.
Is that what
I saw
it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they address him as Young Thug in the courtroom? I'm guessing they don't.
No, I think he was a witness. Where the dog
it was just a regular witness, yeah. They said he didn't offer much.
Coming to the stand, Thug, comma, Young.
Anyway, today, noon, join us at the Borough Icon Theater in Tysons. Should be a good time. And it is first come, first serve. So be there by noon.
JP, do you
want to? If you get there early, you can hit the Circa right there. That's right across the street.
You can pregame?
Pregame at the Circa right there.
Grab
across
a Bloody
from
Mary.
The movie theater.
Delicious.
Circa right there in the
Borough. Is our guy going to be there? Any of our guys? Any of our managers
always,
that we know?
There's always someone there, yeah.
Maybe have a cocktail before.
Yeah, we can work that out.
JP, can
or
you,
afterwards.
Can you pull up? I don't think he has it on here, right? Can you pull up John Rahm's menu? I would love to hear you pronounce. Ooh. Some of the courses.
I do like.
I think we're
going
to get into that next segment, but we can get into it now.
Oh, okay. I didn't see it on the outline. Sorry, I'm looking at it. I didn't see it.
Yeah,
okay,
we'll
right.
get
we can
that.
Do that when we come back. I want to hear you pronounce all of the things because I'm looking at it, and I ribeye kind of get that. But,
so. All right, so we kind of covered the embarrassment for the Cavaliers last night, and not the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Right, the UVA Cavaliers.
To score 42 points in the play-in game, lose to Colorado State. And this was kind of a controversial pick. You know, you heard all the analysts say, well, you know, how can they get in? They did finish third in the ACC, but the ACC was down this year. Their metrics weren't that great. Their net ranking wasn't good. Wasn't as good as some of the other teams that got left out, like St. John's and Indiana State and Providence, teams like that. Pitt, who actually beat them head-to-head. But it was an embarrassment last night. They lose 67-42, and they went 14 minutes without scoring 1 point. They didn't even get to the free throw line and score. They went 14 minutes of game time without scoring
a point. Did they miss almost 20 shots in a row?
Yes, I think they went 1 for 21. I think. I'd have to go back and look, but I think so. Anyway, so Wally Szczerbiak, who covers the NCAA tournament for CBS, he had some thoughts on UVA.
This performance matters by Virginia. I mean, Mountain West completely blew them off the floor. Mountain West, we've been saying, has been completely underseeded. And the way you perform in this tournament, it puts the committee on notice. They made a mistake putting Virginia into the NCAA tournament. Every bracketologist was saying it. They go out and play like this. It's unwatchable basketball the way they played today on national TV. St. John's is sitting there like, we've won 6 out of 7. We're scoring 90 points a game, playing great basketball down the stretch in the Big East. Seton Hall beat Marquette and UConn. They're sitting at home or in the NIT. They should be in this NCAA tournament. Pitt should be in this NCAA tournament.
Or Oklahoma.
Also,
Oklahoma,
the committee made a big mistake by putting this team in the NCAA tournament this year. And it's nothing against Tony Bennett. He's a great national championship winning coach. But his team did not belong on this floor with Colorado State.
Team and teams, 4 of the last times that they played the NCAA tournament, they have lost in the first round of double-digit seeds.
Yep.
So there's a point, there's a question of whether Virginia basketball, the way they play, maybe it's outdated.
Yep.
Yeah. Maybe it's outdated.
No question.
You know?
No question.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like they were saying that before they won the national championship. Remember that before
there
they won the
kind
national
of a knock
championship
on them. Yeah.
For a couple of years, people were going,
remember,
Virginia's going to have to change their ways.
Well, yeah, because remember, they lost to a 16 seed.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so that was the criticism.
It was the exact same
but
narrative.
It wasn't this bad, though. They didn't score 50 points in a game, JP, in 7 games.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't this bad.
But the only thing I will say is that just because they lost and they were embarrassed, it doesn't necessarily vindicate them not deserving to be in, even though all of the reasons why you say they shouldn't be in are fair. Because there have been other teams that probably shouldn't be in that go on runs.
Yeah, I know, but it's just about the resume. It's sure. I mean, teams can get hot.
I mean, that's what happens.
But when you look at the actual resumes, and Virginia got in over teams that had better resumes, that's why they.
I know.
That's
always.
That's why there's criticism.
I get it.
And then when they come out and score 42 points and lose by 25,
yeah,
then,
you're giving them a lot of.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a bad look.
Ammunition.
I mean, the eye test is what it is.
But they could have gone. They could have won a couple games. They'd gone on a little run.
Right, but they didn't.
Yeah,
that's the problem. And of course, great season for our boys at Howard, but they lose to Wagner 71-68. They were just banged up. They were playing walk-ons last night for 4 or 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. Backcourt. Jordan Harrison and Marcus Dockery both played 40 minutes. They were just gassed. You could tell, especially the last 3 or 4 minutes, trying to hit threes to tie the game. But good season for Coach Blakeney and Rod Belonis over there at Howard. Pour one out for Chris Simon.
Yeah, terrible news.
Former Capital, 52 years old, died by suicide.
They initially didn't report that, and then I guess the family acknowledged that's what happened.
Yeah.
I know he had some issues with alcohol, and I feel like he had a lot of concussions. It probably had bad
I'm sure
mix.
He had CTE, yeah. I think he had a lot
just
of concussions.
Just a terrible deal. Only 52. Nice guy. Played a long time, right?
Yeah, he had 7 seasons just here with the Caps, and he played with the Flames. He played with at least 2 or 3 other teams. I'd have to look at his...
Won a Stanley Cup with the Avalanche.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that we interviewed him. He's one of those guys that I do remember interviewing.
Yep. Very nice, very soft-spoken.
Played for the Blackhawks, the Rangers, the Flames, and the Wild, mm-hmm. including 7 years here with the Caps. Speaking of the Caps, big one tonight against Toronto here at home.
We're going to have carbs on at 7.
We're going to have carbs on in 20 minutes or so, and this is a big one. They're coming off 3 consecutive wins out west on the West Coast swing. Now, Philly and Detroit did win last night, so they slipped out of the wild card. But this is a big one, and they're all big. There's only 15 games left, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 4 straight at home for the Caps starting tonight. I believe 5 of 6 at home, and it's a murderer's row of the teams
good
coming
teams.
In.
Toronto, Carolina, Winnipeg, and who's the 4th team?
I believe Detroit comes in.
Oh, that'll be a big
one. Who
they're
battling with for one of those wild card spots.
Based on that strength of schedule, what is their, even though they're in right now.
No, they're not in right now. They got passed.
Philly.
Night. All right, so what is their
I'll go,
odds?
I'll go to Money Puck and tell you.
Because wasn't it like 50-some percent?
Yesterday it was 51%.
Right.
So I'll tell you what it is.
I don't know,
this morning.
In the low 40s?
Ooh.
High 30s?
Somehow, they're at 56%.
It's gone up.
Somehow, it's gone up. Even though they've fallen 1 point back. It's because they have 2 games in hand, I think, on
the
Red
Flyers.
Wings.
All right.
And maybe the Flyers,
both,
too.
Both. Yep.
All right.
But this is a big one. tonight.
Wow, they got passed overnight. That shows you how tenuous that grasp is they have on that spot.
They need to keep the heater going.
If they have 15 games left, would they have to go like minimum 9-6, you think?
Don't know. 9-6 would be good. That'd be a good end.
8-7, would that get it done?
I don't know what the
8-7 sounds dicey.
I'm sure there's a point total target.
For
knows
sure.
What that is.
And I know that they were saying
low
90s,
maybe
they were projecting to be like a point or two short, you know, as of a few weeks ago.
That just means they got to steal one that people aren't expecting.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So big one for the Caps tonight against Toronto. Just a couple NFL notes. Mike Williams signs a 1-year deal.
He got a lot of money. Well, potential to make a lot of money. It's up to $15 million
with the Jets.
Yeah. He'll have to perform, obviously.
How about Chase Young?
We talked about that yesterday.
Yeah,
he got a lot more than we thought.
But he also,
he's going to miss part of camp
now. I was
going
to say, he's got an injury already.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting neck surgery.
What are they saying the issue is?
Just says a neck procedure.
That's all I saw.
Yeah.
He suffered a neck stinger last season.
Right.
But it says actually in last season's season opener.
Yeah. Remember, he's dealing with it.
Man, he's
by the way,
got something going on.
Did he go in and sign his contract, put pen to paper, and say, oh, by
then
the way, I've got to undergo neck surgery. I'll be out through training camp, just so you all know.
That's a good question. I mean, I would assume they do physical.
Knew. They knew.
I knew the team knew, but
they
do they know to the extent of what the issue he's dealing with was?
I would guess yes. But.
Okay.
But, you know, it's only March 20th.
Right.
Should be fine by camp. And Jerry Jeudy, who was acquired by the Cleveland Browns in a trade with the Broncos for a 5th and a 6th round pick, signed an extension with the Cleveland for 3 years, $58 million, including $41 million guaranteed.
Well, on a lesser note.
That's unbelievable.
That's a lot of money for Jerry
Jeudy. It's important, I think, that the Commanders re-signed Cornelius Lucas. Very valuable backup.
I like that
tackle,
signing.
Swing kind of guy. Yeah, it was like kind of necessary.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
adds
glad
depth
they
to
did
a
that.
Bad offensive line.
And you saw that Casey Tuhill's moving on. He signed with the Bills.
Good for him.
Yeah, good for Casey.
That's the Junkie Sports Page sponsored by Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Don't Sleep has all of your energy and performance needs covered. Get some now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code Junkies. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great. Coming up next, we will get into John Rahm's Master Dinner Menu.
Oh,
do
nice.
We approve? That's next here on the Junkies.
Coach, this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Spencer Carberry from your Washington Capitals joins us at 7, but we wanted to get into the Masters dinner. So John Rahm won the Masters last year. He gets to pick his menu. I just learned they have to pay for it. Now, these guys can afford it. They're mega, mega rich. But they
it's
have
like
to cover the cost.
It's like hosting a wedding.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem very cool to me. They make the champion pay the bill for the dinner.
Yeah, it does seem kind of, especially for the Masters, who are notorious for their $2 sandwiches. And, you know, they said F you to the meat, to the advertisers for a few years.
Hey, maybe that's why, I don't even remember who it was, but a couple years ago you joined on somebody that like picked hot dogs or something like that.
It was very basic. Bubba Watson, I think. Yeah. I think Bubba picked a pretty hillbilly menu.
This is Fred Ridley. We're going to make John Rahm dip into his pocket for this Masters dinner.
Now, it's not that big, right? Because it's only champions, past champions.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's 200, 300 people.
Yeah, it's like probably 40 guys, yeah. 45.
Yeah.
Pretty sizable.
So, JP,
but you know what? I don't feel – he's got to leave money. I don't feel bad for him. You know what? He can pay for it.
Don't feel bad for any Masters winner.
He's got live money.
Okay, you don't have to feel bad for anyone.
You know what? I don't, actually.
Yeah.
When I think about it.
I was looking at some of them, and none of these really jumped out at me. It's kind of like I don't even know what some of this stuff is.
Well, I love, but they have, I mean, I'll give you the English version. They have chicken croquettes, which I love. They describe those as creamy chicken fritters.
There's a lot of, I would like that. There's a lot of cheesy things in here.
I'm not, I'll be honest, I was speaking Spanish to somebody last night. I have a new girl on my soccer team.
Yeah.
And her mom's from El Salvador, and I told her, speak to me in Spanish. But I always couch it as like, hablo como un gringo, that I speak with not the best of accent. But on the menu is Ibericos.
All right, what is that?
I've never heard of it. Acorn-fed Iberian ham-cured pork loin.
All right. Well, I would like that. All right. Go ahead.
Idiazabal con trufa negra.
All right. What is that? It's got cheese in it.
Cheese and black truffle.
What is a black truffle?
Truffle's like a mushroom, right?
Ooh, I would like that.
Yeah, I believe.
All right. Two for two.
This is, by the way, the appetizers, I guess.
The first course.
Yeah. Tortilla de patatas.
Spanish omelet.
So you have jalapeno poppers. Mm. So you have that on a small plates.
All right. I would do that. Go ahead.
Same. Loves potato, apparently. Yeah. Chistorra con patata.
What is that? Cheesy potato?
Spicy Basque chorizo.
Ooh, sausage. So
what is chorizo?
So
it's like a spicy sausage.
It's really good.
So I like that.
So
you know,
good.
That's, he's from Spain, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
From the Basque region of Spain.
All right.
I mentioned the chicken croquettes. That's just the English version. Lentejas. Estofadas.
What is
that? It says Mama Rahm's classic lentil stew.
All right. I'm sure that's
not
good.
A big lentil guy. I would try it because I don't want to be disrespectful, but I'm not the biggest fan of the lentils.
You don't have it's not disrespectful if you don't
I like Devon Lendl. That's different than lentils.
Lentil, yeah.
Way dude,
different.
He likes it seems like potatoes and everything. Because right, the first course is
dude.
Ensalada de
Sangudo, carbs,
which is Basque crab salad.
Ooh.
And then it says potato.
Now you disrespect that attention. Crab salad there, Valdez? The Spanish crab salad?
I don't know. I've never tasted it before.
He doesn't know anything about
crab. I don't know anything about
crab
salad.
Yeah.
Right.
You've got a ribeye, chuleton a la parrilla.
Well, who would choose?
See, I would choose.
The main course is ribeye, or I'm guessing the other item is a fish.
Yeah, probably.
No, it says turbot.
I don't know what that is.
It sounds like, maybe. I don't know what turbot is either.
It's got to be a fish.
I think it's fish, yeah.
What kind of fish
is a turbot?
Of course
you're going to take a ribeye. Who's going to take a fish over ribeye?
I would choose the ribeye just because I don't know what turbot is.
Yeah,
That is an unusual fish.
It doesn't look very yummy. I'll tell you that.
The fish?
Yeah, turbot.
Well, do they ever look yummy when they're swimming around? I mean,
it's...
Are you looking at it?
I'm just looking
cooked?
At it caught. Yeah, I'm just looking at it caught on a boat. Doesn't look that yummy.
Uh-huh.
I guess when I see a salmon, I just know how it tastes. So I know it's yummy, but this does not look like
I would choose, I would choose probably the ribeye. I love fish, but I think I would choose the ribeye. I'm not familiar with turbot.
Nope.
I've never had turbot.
Yeah.
Not familiar.
I've never
with
seen
their
turbot
work.
On any menu at a restaurant.
Nope. Right.
And it looks like it comes with white asparagus.
All right, I don't even know what that is.
I didn't even know there was asparagus.
White.
Yeah.
You're still going to have smelly number one, whether it's white or green asparagus, either one. And
it's still so
it's
good,
instant,
though.
It's instant, too. It's with the quickness.
Remember, I think I made for you guys my silly asparagus dish with the prosciutto and the cream cheese. You remember that? Did you guys hate it, or I can't remember?
No, I think it was okay.
Okay, it's my favorite appetizer. But it definitely makes your pee-pee.
I've also figured this out, that every international champion, they say, oh, what an amazing dinner.
Right.
It's unbelievable. And then every American, they say, oh, white trash. This is a white trash dinner.
Just pulling them.
Country, you know, old country buffet dinner.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, Bubba Watson's was particularly, like, very run-of-the-mill.
Didn't DJ have, like, a Nubs one, too?
Well, Bubba's clearly had a palate growing up where he just didn't eat anything
adventurous.
He was like
a dress palate.
Yeah, he had like chicken breast, mashed potatoes, green beans.
Like a Friday's appetizer.
It's kind of boring.
But I do think, I mean, I do feel like American cuisine is not like incredible, right? We don't have any great traditional items, do we?
I don't know.
American cuisine's silly.
Steak and potatoes?
Like, what would you consider American cuisine? I always feel like...
I think what Bubba Watson had, I'm looking at it. Caesar salad, grilled chicken, green beans, mashed potatoes, corn, macaroni and cheese, cornbread, and confetti cake.
I don't know if we're known for the highest end food.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't think it's, I think it's kind of nubs. Like, you would go to a French restaurant, or you would go to an Italian restaurant, or hell, you go to a Mexican restaurant before, like, just like American, like, what are you going to get, a burger? Or what are we most known for? What food are we most known as a country?
Got to be steaks.
Steaks or burgers.
We're the steak capital of the world.
I don't know.
I think we're up there.
It's pretty good. I mean,
oh, this is up your alley.
The great steakhouses in the city are really
help with this.
Good.
Barbecue. Yeah, but that's nubs. That's all nubs food. All
that's what I'm saying.
Our food is delicious. Our food is incredible, but it's all nubs food.
But also, we're
I don't
a nation.
Think it's incredible.
We're
I
nation
think
of
it's
immigrants.
Okay. Say again.
We're a nation of immigrants, so we brought over food from the other countries.
Okay, but we could. Okay, I agree. Sure. But you would think we would still have more signature, like high end.
What about lobster?
Lobster.
That's our high end food.
It is, but could we kind of claim that?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
I don't know.
Well, this other stuff,
Russian lobster that's out there.
This other stuff just sounds. It just sounds more fancy because of the way it's described, like chorizo. It's sausage.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
I know, but still, I would choose probably like a French restaurant or Italian restaurant or something over like.
Well, it depends on what you're in the mood
served,
for.
Like steak or something. I don't know.
Maybe
American Steakhouse.
I punched up an article, EB. Yeah, and this is just one article, but top 50. American food dishes. Number one, it says Thanksgiving dinner, which is very vague.
Well,
number
I do
two,
love me some Thanksgiving.
Well, number two is cheeseburger.
They are good.
That's our number two food.
Number three, you like it, Reuben sandwich.
I love a Reuben, but it's not.
Four,
you know,
hot
sandwich.
Dogs.
Hot dogs, top five. This is
five.
It's low-end food.
Five, Philly cheesesteak.
I love cheesesteak.
Six, cakes, nachos.
I love all this. I'm not saying I don't love
we're
it.
Nachos, guys.
Seven, Chicago-style pizza.
Are we the least sophisticated people?
Yeah, eight, Delmonico's steak.
Is that a thin steak?
I don't even know.
Number nine, blueberry cobbler.
Love that.
Number 10, chocolate chip cookies.
Hamburger.
That's a stupid sight. That's dumb.
I know, but I think it's true.
It's not true.
We just don't know. You act like that hamon that John Rahm is, that dried out ham that they sliced in.
I mean, it's ham.
They're serving ham at a master dinner.
You're only saying that because of how it's pronounced. It's ham. He's having ham and sausage.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
All right.
Fancied up because it's Spanish and we're unfamiliar
with
it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I just think that it's more.
He's having ham, sausage, and potato.
Okay. He's having crab salad, a ribeye. And,
you know what?
Or a fish you've never heard of.
They're having lentils. That knocks that menu down two or three pegs, in my opinion, as part of the appetizers. No, thank you.
Listen, I'm a proud American, but I don't think our cuisine is that elite.
You go ahead and move to Spain, then.
We have average. I have no desire.
I love me some tapas.
I like tapas, too.
Tapas, just appetizers. Yeah. I mean, come on. We just call it appetizers here.
Our number two food is cheeseburger. That's embarrassing.
Yeah,
I think it's embarrassing. I'm sorry.
Hey, you give me enough money, I'll move to Barcelona. Just give me enough cash.
All right, coming up
not
next.
Not forever. I might go there for a few months.
We'll talk Capitals playoff push with their head coach, Spencer Carberry.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.